You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
giving up a second thought about you now. Ghetto people,
who you gonna turn to next?
Tell me, people, you gotta take a look at yourself, yeah. Ghetto people,
where do you wanna be?
Where you wanna
tell
be?
Me what your life is?
What's with your life?
Running like a red disease.
I'm running like a red disease. Ghetto people,
stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, yeah.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and in honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Hotep, brothers and sisters, this is African Perspectives. There's something wrong with my intro, but hey, we'll get it fixed. We have to. you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on TimeForAnAwakening.com and BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything is well with you today. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. And I hope the weather was accommodating for you to do it, because if it wasn't and it had to be done, and I know it did, you got it done, because that's the kind of brother and sister that you is. And that's why we love you and revere you and respect you, because you always come through. You always get it done. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. The other way you can go is babaoshi.net. BABAOSHI.net. Whether you use, you know, whatever way you get on the internet. You know, Google, AOL, whatever. Put in babaoshi.net. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this program. And Monday evenings from 8 to 9 this evening, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Kamal Kamban, Dr. Mawia Kamban, and their daughter, Nataki Kamban. Black Therapy Central from 8 to 9. From 9 to 10, Conversations, Reparations for Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey of Encobra. On Tuesdays, from 8 to 10 on Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers. On Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report, from 8 to 9 on Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report. And if it's Friday and it's 8 p.m. Eastern, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Saturdays, from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council. On Sunday at 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening. Once again, Time for an Awakening on Sundays with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We buy black. We buy black. Brothers and sisters, get everything you need from American African-owned business from WeBuyBlack.com. The largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses is WeBuyBlack.com. WeBuyBlack. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans, where Brother Bamani Tahimba, he has been taking our people to the motherland. He has a number of tours upcoming. Next month, May 24th to June 5th, 2022, just for $3,800. You can go to Ghana. go to Ghana, West Africa for the Repatriation Investment Tour. And then November 17th through the 28th for $3,800. You can go to Tanzania, the Tanzania Roots and Cultural Tour, November 17th through the 28th. And then in December 24th to January 5th, 2023, for $4,000, just a couple hundred dollars more. Once again, Ghana Repatriation Investment Tour. And then in the spring of March 31st to April 10th, for $3,800, that was the trip that was postponed to this time, March 31st to April 10th in 2023, to Senegal and to Gambia. In July 20th through the 30th of 2023, for $3,800, Liberia. Reconnection and investment. Reconnection. Liberia. And of course, you know the history of Liberia. Yeah. That is a colony that the United States established. So, and then December 24th to January 4th of 2024, $4,000, South Africa. You have a chance to go to South Africa on a tour. And of course, you can go to AfricaForTheAfricans.org and check out land that is for sale, investments at the Black Star Repatriation and the Pan-African Community in Ghana. All this information, everything that you need to make that trip of a lifetime is on the website. Brothers and sisters, if you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. Africa for the Africans. Habeshaw. Habeshawincorporated.org. Habeshaw. The mission of Habeshaw is a Pan-African organization that cultivates leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in culture education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, holistic health, and technology. HabeshawIncorporated.org, the many programs that Habeshaw has. And, of course, the main thing that's happening on the continent is the completion of the Kashi Project, which is an open house, a launch, October 8th through the 17th of 2022. Okay, you can contact HabeshawIncorporated.org/Kashi to get all the information on what it's going to take for you to be in attendance of this great celebration, and maybe also you who may want to invest and become involved in the Kashi Project. HabeshawIncorporated.org. The Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development of Group Economics, the Ledge Group. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the Ledge Group. And they deal in the four areas of human existence, of food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects in 6 countries with over 170 employees and over 260 members. Become a member of the Ledge Group because membership has its privileges. You, as a member, can have access to land in Tanzania for $250 an acre. $250 an acre. Wow. Land and then Tanzania. The Ledge Group. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Bibiatumi. Bibiatumi.com near Community University. Brothers and sisters, Bibiatumi. Go to Bibiatumi. Make it a favorite. Check out all the things they have to offer. And believe me, you will not be disappointed in what is happening on Abibiatumi. Abibiatumi, Abibiatumi.com. Smi Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY. SmiPharmacy.com. Brothers and sisters, check out my good brother, Brother Jabril, at smilepharmacy.com. You want to give him a call? Call him at 731-327-6229. That's 731-327-6229. Or give him, drop him an email at smilepharmacy@gmail.com. S smaifarmacy at gmail.com. Smile Pharmacy, brothers and sisters, if you want to get into healing your body holistically, if you want to drop some of those prescription drugs, if you want to get on that right path as this year continues on and hopefully for the rest of your life, check out Smile Pharmacy. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located here in the West End, here in Atlanta, Georgia, on Route David Abernathy, across the street from Soul Vegetarian, down the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna, which unfortunately is still not happening yet. From times that I've driven by the shrine, it's not open yet, but hey, it will be soon. Everything is opening up, and I hope that it will continue to be open. And some places didn't open back up because, well, that's another story. We'll talk about that later. But Wadada is happening. Healthy drinks and fruit drinks and pastries and all kinds of good stuff at, Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. They have vegan food on weekends, on Saturday and Sundays, all kinds of good stuff at Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia, check her out. If you're not in the area of the Greenbrier Mall, but you're looking, maybe you don't have American African bookstores or an African bookstore in where you're
this
listening.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
Where you're listening, you can check out and go to the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall by giving her a call. Number one, you can go to our website, okay, MeduBookstore.com, MeduBookstore.com, or you can give her a call at 404-346-3263, 404-346-3263, and you say, I live here in North Carolina. We don't have a bookstore in this area, you know. And she says, well, I can get that book to you. I have a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, gift certificates, figurines, T-shirts, and all kinds of stuff. And I can get it for you. That's the Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall at 404-346-3263. The same can be said to my good brother, Kazimdi Ajamu, over at the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located in Lithonia. Give him a call at 404-519-8107. 404-519-8107. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore in Lithonia. Also, to check out Afroletics in the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market, located in Stonecrest, right off of Interstate I-20, going east from Atlanta. That's Turner Hill Road, exit number 87. And you go right, and then at the third light, make a right, and that's on the left. So you really can't miss it. That's the new Black Wall Street Market. Us Lifting Us, the economic development for the cooperative for our people. Us Lifting Us. Brothers and sisters, they have a Thursday night broadcast every Thursday night. every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU, Us Lifting Us. And if you want to call to give questions, comments, or concerns on that Thursday night, you can dial 929-477-2789. You can just call to listen at 929-477-2789 from 9 to 10 on Thursday nights. From 9 to 10 on Thursday nights, Us Lifting Us. My good brother, Brother Abijah, at the Homeland Village in Macon. I got to give him a call because they had a hurricane or tornado or something come through that way. They did some havoc. So I'm going to check him out and see how he's doing and see if everything's okay. He's located in Macon, Georgia, at 2910 Napier Avenue in Macon, Georgia. And the number to call for Brother Abijah is 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop. Sun Goddess Scents. Sun Goddess Scents, your one-stop natural shop, located at 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. It's inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. And for more information, you should call my good sister, Shelly Amonset, at 404 404-734-7963. That's 404-734-7963. Sun Goddess Scents, your one-stop natural shop. And you can check out Sister Shelly Amoset because she does a lot of the, if there's something happening in the community, she's going to have a booth. She's going to have a booth and she's going to be there. That's what she does. All right. Sun Goddess Scents, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay Dash Haiti, Sister Gabrielle Rilla is in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. Excuse me. And doing great work with our children. Check out the website, sanjay-haiti.org, and you can see the children and how they look and their uniforms and so forth. There are areas of four concerns with education, health care, sustainable agriculture, and entrepreneurship. Because as you know, in the island of Haiti, they don't have a lot of resources that they can give to other parts of the island. They have to do for themselves. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's because they still haven't gotten Port-au-Prince back together since the earthquake, which is now 12 years ago, 2010. So, brothers and sisters, go to Sanjay, SONJE-HAITI.org. Akaban Institute, Baba Barudi and Mama Yabarudi are doing outstanding work as well in educating our young warriors. Send your check or money order, make it out to Akaban Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia 30310. If you want to use PayPal, it's YAA Baruti, BARUTI, at yahoo.com. If you want to use Cash App, the dollar sign, YAA, the letter M, and then Baruti, BARUTI, for Cash App. Make your donations. Make it ever how you want. One sum, one time sum, or monthly, whatever how you want to make it. But believe me, it is well worth it. And also, too, Brother Baruti is a prolific writer, so you want to check out his books at akabinhouse.com. Akabinhouse.com. In fact, we're going to check out one of his books right now. That's right. Check out one of his books right now. That is the Yenye Sesim that we read. It's daily revolutionary thought. The Yenye Sesim. Appreciate Baba Baruti. The Yenye Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. I'm reading three of them today. I have a lot to catch up on since I was out of town. I'll talk about that in a minute. But I'm reading three. April 11th. Without vigorous black nationalist thinking and aggressive black nationalist program of action, we will continue to chase false dreams and created by our oppressors. My dear friend and ancestor, Dr. Conrad Worrell. Some people say that warriors do not operate within reality, that they live in an unrealistic, childish fantasy based on some hopeless hope of victory in the face of overwhelming defeat. However, what is systematically overlooked by these same people is that their analysis and conclusions are limited to an unimaginative disingenuine given them by a menticide, which has them seeing warriors through Urugu's eyes. Any assessment of the African possibilities through these eyes is constrained by a whole host of unspeakable impossibilities. It is beyond the scope of those eyes to imagine African sovereignty because they would entail an absence of the presence and direction of Urugu. It is beyond the ability of such chronically diseased eyes to see that sovereignty is the only viable black nationalist program of action. The warriors of whom they speak, however, have pure, clean, perfect vision. They can see that nothing could be more liberating to the African genius than sovereignty. I repeat, they can see that nothing could be more liberating to the African genius than sovereignty. They are sighted enough to know that without it, it is impossible. Invasive, volatile, anti-African reality, we will drown in a sea of each other's self-hating misery. And being a nationalist, an African nationalist, we call them to this work. We give them our experiences so they can also conclude that doubt drains and to never question the clarity which has been passed on to them. And as our ancestors told us, to act, to never act as if it is impossible to fail. To never act as it is impossible to fail. Affirm, I am a vigorous African nationalist thinker who has an aggressive African nationalist program of action. Affirm, I'm a vigorous African nationalist thinker who has an aggressive African nationalist program of action. April 12th. Now I'm gonna go April 11th again, family. So I'm gonna read this one. I think it's important. I think it's important because it's who I am as an elder. It's who I am as an elder. The undisciplined elder is reviled by children. The undisciplined elder is reviled by children. An elder sister once said to me that if African male elders would only act as warriors, our young men would have no question about what to do. What to be would become crystal clear. Our tradition is a tradition of responsible elders, men and women of age, who do not see their lives as an obstacle course in preparation for a well-deserved, leisurely, irresponsible, and unaccountable retirement before death. In the African tradition, eldership has always been a goal in life, an honorable, highly respected aspiration. It was a privilege bestowed only on those who had lived a righteous life, full of the earnest and devoted fulfillment and beneficiary duty and obligation to the community. Those who were incapable of fulfilling this social contract for reasons beyond their control were forgiven. Those unwilling for no sensible reason were shunned, dismissed as cowards or traitors. Elders are held most responsible through their thought and behavior, as well as the discipline of those that are the guardians of, because they are the most experienced in the ways of the people and the universal truth. Their wisdom guided the community in the ways of its traditions. Because of their status, privilege, and role in maintaining the community's sanity, offenses by them were least tolerated. There are no excuses for those who have gained knowledge of right and wrong through the experience of time. Affirm, I hold my elder accountable as I struggle to be wise. Affirm, I hold my elders accountable as I struggle to be wise. April 12th. A situation of oppression generates a high level of tension and a great deal of frustration, which is generally discharged against substitute targets instead of the real target, the oppressor, the real oppressor. Dr. Lerone Bennett, in dire emergency medical situations, triage is used when a decision must be made about which persons should be saved and which should be allowed to die when the time or resources are not available to save them all. Many times warriors are repeatedly faced with making similar situations. We often must decide which Africans should be given the attention they need to find their way home, given our limited time and resources. While those who have no interest in to be re-Africanized are immediately removed as possibilities. We usually have to make this decision based on a level of preparedness, intellectual abilities, age, level of maturity, resources base of the individuals, as well as our own experiences, preferences, and qualifications. We have to invest in our energy into saving those Africans who exhibited the greatest potential for assisting us in uncompromisingly finding our way home. Affirm, I attend to those Africans most willing and able to be African. Affirm, I attend to those Africans most willing and able to be African. Yeah. The Inye Sesem, brothers and sisters of daily revolutionary thought, the Inye Sesem. Ah,
I was out of town. I was in Omaha, Nebraska. I like Omaha. I always liked Omaha. Of course, you know, that's the place where Malcolm was born. And, you know, he was born there and had to get out of there, you know. And he wound up going first to, I think he went to what you call first. I think he went to Lansing, no, or Milwaukee. I think he went to Milwaukee. That's right. He went to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And in fact, there's an area, there's an interstate there now that was by the first school where he lived was by the first school I attended in kindergarten up to third grade. And then he went to Lansing. And of course, you know, his father was killed in Lansing, Michigan. And all kinds of bad stuff happened. That's why they call him Detroit Red. That's why they called him Detroit Red. And, of course, he went to New York. But we'll be talking about him because next month is his birthday, May 19th. Yeah. A lot of people in May we're going to talk about. I'm going to need some help, y'all. I want y'all to help me. I want y'all to help me talk about Malcolm and Martin R. Delaney. In fact, Martin R. Delaney, I'm going to try to get a hold of Brother Larry Crow of National Black of MBUF. No, it's Larry Crow. ASCAC. I'm sorry, ASCAC. Brother Larry Crow, you know. So, yeah, May 19th. Yeah. So we'll be celebrating the many birthdays. And in fact, May is African Liberation Month. That's right, May. May 25th. May 25th should be a international holiday for African people. I would love to see that happen, to be an international holiday for African people, you know? So, yep, May 19th. So, today, we'll talk about a few things. In the second half of the program, I'm going to talk about the website Afripedia, Afripedia, Pedia.com, a website that you should put down right now as I'm speaking, but you'll hear more about it in the second half of the program. Let me do this right quick. Talk to one of my favorite listeners, and that is Brother Jay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Oh, no, I was just tuning in to see if you was back on the set, because I know you took a little vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately. How was your trip, man?
No, it was great. It was good. And of course,
all right, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I got a quick question for you, man.
Sure.
As an ancestor, do you think that they wish to be on the Supreme Court?
You're talking about our ancestors. You think
yeah,
our ancestors?
Ancestors. You think those that were enslaved, beaten, brutalized, raped?
No,
mistreated.
No. Let me say this.
They wish to be on the Supreme Court?
Hell no. Let me say this, Jay. I'm talking about our ancestors. I ain't talking about Negroes that died. I ain't talking about folks that were loyal to this system and loyal to white folks. I ain't talking about and were so goddamn happy about some achievement compared to Caucasians or the Yoruba. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about our ancestors. Our ancestors who struggled
man,
and knew what it meant to be African.
I had turned on the TV to check the weather and, you know, look at the news right quick. And I was clicking the channel, man. And who do I hear with that nonsense other than that Negress Sonny Hostin, giddy as hell about seeing your girl being sworn in or whatever, and had the nerve to say on national TV that the slaves being on the Supreme Court was what they were wishing for. I'm just so it triggered me. You know what I mean? It is bad when you get triggered and somebody call you and they ask you a dumb question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Early in the morning. But no, I was like, man, let me call it and see if OC on so I could maybe get my mind right with some type of, you know, history and knowledge about ourselves as a people, man. I said, let me see if OC back, man. You know, because, I mean, you know, I'm just so sick of hearing our people under the impression that certain achievements, which are cool, you know, whatever, are just so grand that, you know, it's not like this person's going to do anything for African people.
Right.
It's not like she ain't going to continue to move forward the empire. It's like, you know, you think about it this way. If all of the things that there's so-called been progress made in this country, voter rights, so-called monkey man, twisted sister, get together, you know, abortion and all of these so-called things. And all of these things are about to be overturned. And you sitting right there and you can't do nothing about it but try and make a compassionate plea to your slave master not to beat your brother and your sister. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I do, of course.
So what is the value of that? And somebody made the analogy that the value is that the person could write the dissent of these actions and it could be read years later. And to me, who gives a
who gives a rat's ass?
Who cares that you wrote something saying you against it and that it should have been this way and that way when the actions are already taking place and it's already being done? And the sad thing is, this is the sad thing. Our people don't even realize that all of those things are going to happen. So now my question becomes this. What happens if they say they repeal the rights of monkey men and twisted sisters to get married? What happens if they get rid of abortion? What happens if they decide to make some sort of adjustment to the type of marriage that she has? Imagine this. Thomas agreeing with it, she disagreeing with it, and they both got caucasoid mates. Think about that. think about that. Now, the reality is, but nobody wants to deal with it, and nobody wants to address it. These things are coming up to the court in a couple of months or maybe a couple of years. But nobody wants to address that. Nobody wants to deal with the fact. And the fact is that this so-called savior of the Negro ain't going to be able to do a damn thing but write some bullshit. Yeah. Excuse my language. Yeah.
No, I got you, Jay. You're right. I mean, she has a right as well as the other two women who are liberal on the court. There are four women on the court.
Yeah.
And they have a right to collaborate in that opinion, you know, in that dissent. But ain't shit going to be done about it. If that's what they want to happen.
And then they got the real white woman.
Yeah.
What do they call them? The handmaid, whatever the hell they call her, handmaid teller or some nonsense like that. The real white woman who's going to, you know, be a part of really, really turning it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing is, the one white man who has the sense to back off mm-hmm. and to chill a little and to not let him get too out of hand because he knows the type of trouble that it would cause in a sense. He's now in an outvoted position,
mm-hmm.
John Roberts. So, right. I mean, it's deep, bro. Well, but, you know, our people are just so happy that they got this bedwinch on the right. Supreme Court. And if you really study her history, she's like one of the worst accommodationist Negroes on the planet, man, when it comes down to
right.
ruling beneficially for African people, man. It just makes me sick, man. It's so annoying, yeah. man.
Well, John Roberts may at times vote with the side with her and Sotomayor and Hagan. He might do that at times.
But it won't mean
has an appearance. No, it won't mean a damn thing, but it's an appearance that he is more, objective to, as opposed to those conservatives that they have on the court, those other five conservatives on the court. Let me say this
right quick. The best thing that could happen on the courts, in all seriousness, with certain cases, and it may happen on one or two that may surprise the country, is Roberts will vote with the liberals,
mm-hmm.
and Thomas will accuse himself, and it'll be a 4-4-1 vote, and the law will basically stay the way that it is. That's the best that you can hope for on this court. And it mm-hmm. may happen on one or two cases. Just one or two cases. It depends on what Thomas' wife tell him to do. But it will happen on one or two cases. And it keep things to the point to where as the country won't totally freak out. Because let me tell you something. Whiteness in this country mm-hmm. is a hell of a thing.
Yeah.
And the thing that yeah. people are not realizing and don't understand is that the Democratic Party is nothing more mm-hmm. than a kinda party or a kinda slave master. When they buck break you, they just use lube.
Right.
That's all it is. That's all the Democratic
yeah.
Party is. Because remember, if the Republican Party does something to keep whiteness in power, they white behind stay in power also.
Yeah.
Because of what? White privilege. Nobody never discusses that. Nobody says it. But all they are lubers. They just mm-hmm. use lube. That's all. But they the same type of despicable, dirty, rotten bastards. And Manchin shows it. And Sinema shows it.
Right.
All the time.
At
an outright level.
And that's why, brother, everything in this society is created and maintained and sustained to help Caucasians have the privilege that they have achieved. Everything.
No question.
Francis Cress Wilson said it is racism, white supremacy, as I like to call it, European Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege is in everything they do. It is. It's in everything they do, in all areas of people activity. So, all right, Jay, stay on with me, man. I'm going
to
talk about a number of good things.
I'm sorry I had to call to get on right quick and do a little rant, but it was necessary.
It was necessary. We got you, brother. All right, Jay. Hold on. 404, good afternoon. Well, good morning. 404. 404-697.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Yeah, greetings, brother. I'm blessed. Enjoying.
Sister Idea, how are you? How you been?
I'm blessed.
Good.
How you been?
I'm well. Blessed. Thank blessed. You.
Great. Doing mm-hmm. well, too. Yeah, in reference to what Jay was saying, it is problematic, this sister getting appointed to the Supreme Court. When they were having their hearings, one of the senators, I think Ted Cruz was his name, he asked her about affirmative action, and she said that she would recuse herself from that. I said, well, what the hell is she up there really? Doing? You know, something we need for African people, and she going to recuse herself, the black woman?
Is that right? Didn't know that. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, but
because I know he asked him. I know Ted Cruz asked her a bunch of stupid stuff because that's how he is and who he is. But he asked her
into saying something like that.
But he literally asked her about affirmative action and how she felt about it, and she didn't want to answer the question. She recused herself from answering the question.
No, he asked her would she recuse herself, and she said she would.
Oh,
I mean, it's a setup.
Her whole damn life has been about affirmative action. Her ass is on the court because of affirmative action.
Right. And that's why she's going to recruit herself, because her ass got on because of it. I mean, the lunacy. And they asked her about critical race theory. Instead of saying, yeah, I believe it. What she said was, I don't even know what that is. And that's not anything that I ever use in any of the work that I do. And I would not be a proponent of that.
Yeah, gee, the Negroism, I tell you, ain't it?
I mean, blatant. So, I mean, because she's just being bad as her old corrupt Clarence Thomas up in there. Like what Jay was mentioning about him recusing himself, he used to recuse himself, but he needs to be impeached.
Yeah. Yeah, he should be. He should be, because number one, he already rendered a decision, you know, that truly affects what happened on January 6th in a negative way. He's already done that, and I'm quite sure he will and could do more if given the opportunity. So I hope they'll be looking at anything that comes up to the Supreme Court as it relates to that, or any other situation that relates to, Donald Trump. And he needs to, actually, you're right. He should be impeached. He should be thrown off the court. Because for us, because
his criminal wife up there admitting that she was in the insurrectionist. I mean, the lunacy of this.
Yeah. But see, the reason why, sister, you know the reason why he won't be, because he has been a benefit to Caucasians. He has been a benefit to Urugu. He has upheld all of the things that they have initiated and standards initiated, and he has been totally against us from day one.
Totally against us. And his wife totally for tearing down the whole, election and all the, the government up there, his wife.
Yeah.
Like, so he, what he does is that he rules that Trump should not release his papers.
Right.
I mean, that is so blatant. And what's in the papers, his wife. His wife up there helping to plot the insurrection of the government. It's appalling. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of corruption.
And that's why this program we promote that we don't bother ourselves with all that foolishness. Our main directive is independence, self-determination, liberation,
and sovereignty.
Yes, ma'am. For African people.
All right. I'll be
before ODA. Be before ODA, sister. Okay. Continue to listen. I'll talk with you later.
Oh, I'm continuing to listen.
All right, dear.
Peace. Glad you're back.
Yes. Glad to be back. Right on. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yep. Definitely glad to be back. I heard a couple of things that I want to throw at us right now before I go to the break. After I come back from the break, we're going to talk about the website, Afropedia, and how you should utilize it from a historical perspective personally and with members of your family and particularly with children, and a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of good stuff that we need to talking about. I will having some pieces talking about them and playing them on the program from time to time. It'll be another good source. To me, there is no reason for us as a people collectively outside of just not wanting to know, just being stupid, just being ignorant, just wanting to be, there should be no reason. But of course, there is. And but let me play two pieces on melanin. And I'll be talking about melanin in some depth in a program in the very near future. because we need to understand, although I am not a deeply melanated brother, but I'm a lot more melanated than a lot of us, you know. My mama was deeply melanated. I love her and God bless her soul, you know. And I understand the importance of melanin. So let me play this. And I'm going to play another piece that was sent to me. Another piece that was sent to me. And what did I do with that? Where did that at? Yeah, Brother Paul sent me a piece. Love Brother Paul from across the pond. Yeah, he's always sending me some good stuff, you know. He's a good man. Check this out.
A molecule, melanin pigment, right?
Right.
It's so unbelievable, George. They use it in computer chips now because it has an ability to transduce electrical energy. Can you imagine this? It has this incredible ability to hold on to and transduce and manipulate electrons, electronic energy, and photons, photonic energy. It's a fascinating molecule. Melanin pigment, right?
Right.
It's so unbelievable, George. They use it in computer chips now because it has an ability to transduce electrical energy. Can you imagine this? It has this incredible ability to hold on to and transduce and manipulate electrons, electronic energy, and photons.
Yeah, melanin. Yeah, we're going to learn more about that. I remember Sister Patricia Newton. There's others. There others used to talk about melanin. There were melanin conferences and so forth. And of course, we are the ones that are deeply melanated on the planet. And, of course, the Europeans, they have some melanin. They're not totally absent of it, but it is not us. And they are not us. And we sure in the hell ain't them.
Richard King reveals that the core of the human brain is the locus coeruleus, which is a structure that is black because it contains large amounts of neuromelanin, which is essential for its operation. Two, black infants sit, crawl, and walk sooner than whites. Three, Carol Barnes notes that human mental processes are controlled by melanin. That same chemical which gives blacks their superior physical and mental abilities. Four, some scientists have revealed that most whites are unable to produce melanin because their pineal glands are often calcified or non-functioning. Pineal calcification rates with Africans are 5 to 15%, Asians 15 to 25%, and Europeans 60 to 80%. This is the chemical basis for the cultural differences between blacks and whites. And five, melanin endows blacks with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities, something which cannot be measured based on Eurocentric standards. End quote. Let that sink in. Melanin endows black people with greater mental, physical, and spiritual abilities.
I don't know if you caught the voice. That's Tucker Carlson, his bigoted, racist ass. You know, he does. I'm not sure about the continuation of that piece he read and what he says in light of that. I'm quite sure it'd be interesting because he is very adamantly racist, you know. So that would be something to look into. We're going to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we're going to get off into, in fact, if you are at a computer or laptop, or your phone even, or a tablet, whatever you are that you can access, Afropedia, you know, that is AFRI-PEDIA.com, AFRI-PEDIA.com, Afropedia. And that's the website I'm asking you to check out. And share that with your family, particularly with your children. All kinds of videos on demand on it. All kinds of good stuff you can browse. Believe me, it's on. And so we'll talk about that and other things. So, brothers and sisters, guess what you're listening to? That's right. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Brothers and sisters, we'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening. Oh, that was Manhattan Transfer. Not Manhattan Transfer. What was that? Just in case. Brooklyn Heights. Yeah. Brooklyn Heights. Nice piece from way back in the day. All my music is from way back in the day. Yeah. Other programming we have here on Time for an Awakening Media on Mondays. Acres of Diamond. Excuse me. On Mondays from 8 to 9, Black Therapy Central with Dr. Mawia Kamban and Ataki Kamban, followed by from 9 to 10, Conversation Reparations with Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey of Encobra. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers. Then on Wednesdays, the Black Farmers Report from 8 to 9 on Wednesdays. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard, Time for an Awakening. On Saturdays from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council on Saturdays from 7 to 9. And then on Sunday, once again at 7 p.m., it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And, of course, the number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Yeah, that's deep about melanin. I know we've always heard things, and I think I'm going to try to get deeper into that. Maybe I might, can help me get a resource person that you think could be excellent to make some comments or raise some issues about melanin, importance of it. You know, I'll try my best to get a person as well to have a program in the future on melanin. It is what saves us. You know, it's what helped us build Kemetic society, helped us build the pyramids and temples and tombs in other parts of Africa, melanin. So we're going to be taking a deeper and closer look at melanin in the future. Give us a call at 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. Brothers and sisters, this website is outstanding. The website is outstanding, and Afropedia, Multimedia Network. Afropedia is a biographical library of African collective knowledge, bringing you the best of content for your edutainment. And right on the front of it, it has Dr. Ivan Van Sertima with an Olmec head, and you know the work that he's done, you know, and Dr. John Henry Clark. So, you know, when you see me over here smiling, I know you do, just when I say Dr. John Henry Clark, I can't help but smile. Man, I love that man. Love what he stood for and love his commitment, you know. So they have a little video preview here we're going to play, a couple of minutes to let you know about it. But once again, go to AFRI-PEDIA.com. That's AFRI-PEDIA.com, Afropedia. Oh, wait a minute. I apologize. Let me not go there, but come here. I apologize. Yeah, let's do this one.
Hotep family, I am your host, Shay Shatta, and welcome to the Black History Channel, a new, exciting internet medium where you will find African scholars sharing rare and important information about our history, as well as cultural and contemporary news. We will share world events as it pertains to African people with a unique perspective from the motherland and Black people across the diaspora. Through live debates and discussions, an array of programming and video archives. The Black History Channel is executive produced by ASCAC, the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations, a national organization founded by scholars with ties to African communities in New York, Chicago, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. ASCAC provides the opportunity for African people to educate other African people about their culture. The Black History Channel is also produced by Karas Unity Center of African Spiritual Science, an African cultural center committed and dedicated to teaching Kemetic spiritual principles and the methodology for practical applications through the principles and practices of Ma'at. Truth, justice, propriety, order, balance, reciprocity, and harmony. We are a 24/7 multi-platform source with programming for, to, and by Black people. We will broadcast films, the arts, sports, and cartoons from all over the world. So make it a family affair according to the subjects dear to your heart. Share the information with family and friends on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media platforms. So save the Black History Channel as your favorite. Tune in anytime, day or night. For programming, information, inquiry, or requests, contact us at theblackhistorychannel@gmail.com. See you there.
Outstanding, and believe me, brothers and sisters, you will not be disappointed. I'm going to go through some of the information, you know, go through some of the information that that she mentioned, and of course, this is presented by ASCAC, the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations, which is in the midst of having its conference. They had it this past weekend. I tuned in, got a little bit of it, but of course, I was with my best friend and his family, and so I couldn't really sit down and listen and get a good grasp. But it continues this week. It continues tomorrow, the 12th. You can go to ASCAC, or you can go to eventbrite.com/E/38th Ancient Kemetic Egyptian Studies Conference, April 8th through the 16th. You know, and ticket, it is free. But if you want to become a member of ASCAC, if you want to become a member, which of course I would hope that you would want to become a member of ASCAC. So on Tuesdays, Remembering Our Heritage, It Is Not a Theory. And that is going to be presented by Brother Carl Ma'at, ASCAC Eastern Regent. And then that is 8 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow evening. And then also the Ba, the soul, in its journey in unfolding consciousness, overcoming seeming death. That is Nateri Nelson Academy of Kemetic Education and Wellness at 8:20. Then at 8:40, Infudishi, Brother Infudishi, and some others, Chahudi here, reading the Medu Netcher symbolically from an African cultural worldview. Reading the Medu Netcher. These are the brothers coming out, brothers and sisters coming out of New York. Reading, that's at 8:40. So if you wanted to find out about the Medu Netcher, because there, you know, it's one thing that Dr. Shikanta Jop encouraged our people to do. And Baba Shimshu Shahudi, Dr. Jacob Carruthers, did and encouraged the people in Chicago and the people across the nation and ASCAC members to do was to learn the Medu Netcher. Then there'll be question and answer session, and then they close out around 9:30 on tomorrow. Then Wednesday, 8 p.m., Dr. Catherine Adams, Associate Professor of Kaplan University in South Carolina, undergrad research in African studies at Kaplan. Okay, and there's a panel, might be some students. And then at 8:30, Dr. Gallman, the drum catalyst, misplaced medical mistrust, and the American skincare establishment, a cautionary tale in Clarion Call, misplaced medical distrust, Dr. Benny Gallman. And then as a close, that's on Wednesday and Thursday, Dr. Sharon Johnson, Department of Africana Studies in California State University in Northridge, in the Order of Imhotep, Restoring African Consciousness, Self-Knowledge for African Renewal and Restoration. That is it. Once again, the times are Eastern time, so you adjust accordingly. The times are Eastern times. It's 8 p.m. And then at 8:20, Chad Graham, a graduate student of African Studies at the University of Delaware, Without a Song, the improvisation, okay, of the philosophy of Kosa. And then at 8:40, Stephanie Tisdale, PhD student at Temple University and the program manager, the Center for African Educator Development. And the Kikuyu Worldview of the Leopard. The Kikuyu Worldview, then a questions and answers session, and a closeout at 9:30. Then on Friday the 15th, this Friday, Restoring African Knowledge, the ASCAC Education Commission, Restoring African Knowledge. And then Kumasi, president of the Western Region, Saba Mat and Mat Karu, still talking, teaching, and taking care of business in the crises and promise of Black education. It's a good title, ain't it? Muriel, Sister Muriel, the Comedic Institute of Chicago, the Chicago brothers and sisters, Sister Muriel, African Governance, Kemet, during the area of Jacob Carruthers designated right on the Union of South and Northland. You just mentioned Jacob, Dr. Jacob Carruthers, Baba Shimshu Shahudi. And of course, a question and answer session on Friday. Then on Saturday at 12 noon, starting on 12 noon on Saturday, ASCAC Spiritual Development Commission panel, Yvonne Jones, of course, she's out of Chicago and she's the chair of spiritual development and Kemetic priest, Temple of African Community of Chicago, and there's some others, Sabat Rak Aman, Living Ma'at, the Kemetic Way of Life, Dr. Salim, Kweku Aman, the Nkrumah, Vulnerable Heru Aman, Harnessing the Force, Nurturing Well-Being Through African Spiritual Power. And then at 1 o'clock, ASCAC Education Panel, Latrell Thornton, chair of the ASCAC Education, will moderate. Catherine Adams, of course, she's with Kleflin University. Angela Porter, managing editor of ASCAC Compass Journal. And Taylor Bowman, undergrad student of Kleflin. Then at 2 o'clock, Dr. Joy Hardiman, co-chair, African Creative Productions Commission, Ancestral Artworks, Resurrection, Healing for the Next Generation, Moving from Victim to Victory. And 2:30, Dr. Greg Kamathi Carr, ASCAC's National First Vice President, Intellectual Warfare in the Times of Trouble, ASCAC and the Challenges of Leading a Post-Pandemic. Aha, assume. That's Brother Greg Kamathi Kaya. Never want to miss his presentations. They're always, man. Yep. Question and answer session. Then for 3:30, Dr. Roslyn Jeffries, who's ASCAC Creative Productions Commission. The African Origins of Civilizations exhibit at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. She's going to be discussing that. And, of course, since it's on Zoom, you're going to have an opportunity probably to see something. And then at 4:30, her husband, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, and some other elders, International President of the World African Diasporic Union, WADU, and Pan-Africanism or Perish, African Renaissance Now. Yeah, that's Pan-Africanism or Perish. That's our motto here at African Perspectives. Pan-Africanism or Perish, Unify or Die, bottom line. Question and answers after that time, and they close out at 5:30 on Saturday. And that is the end of the ASCAC program. Brothers and sisters, you have the opportunity still. Just go online to Eventbrite or just go to ASCAC.org. ASCAC.org. And I'm quite sure you'll find a way to be a part of the ASCAC presentation. ASCAC.org. Yeah. So, getting back to AFRA, which of course is part of the ASCAC program, the Afropedia.com. And you can watch all kind of good stuff right now. Apple TV, Roku, Apple iPhone, Android, Amazon Fire Stick, all kind of good stuff. You can get all of this information. You know, you can get it. Live stream, you know. But hit that browse when you go down to the bottom. Hit that browse and you can see the videos that are on demand. All the stuff that they have, you know. The Unity Center of African Spiritual Science, a libation, African consciousness. He's my brother, Reverend Richard Mira Kara, Reverend Bird. The buck stops here. That's right. The History of MLK by Brother Derek Holt. The Untold, the Unknown History of MLK, you know. Memorial services, they have two of them here listed. One is Earl Grant, Professor Earl Grant, and the other one is my dear friend and brother, Baba Renoka Rashidi's homegoing, which Tony Broder was instrumental to help put together. The Journey of Men, here's some cultural and educational videos. All these are videos. Kemet, the Land of Black Africa, the Journey of Man. And then some pieces with Dr. Renoko. Here when he was younger, Renoko Rashidi, Are White People Inherently Evil? Yeah. The sister who did the video announcing she's interviewing Renoko, and a number of pieces with Renoko in it. And Ivan von Sertima. Ivan von Sertima and Alexander von Houten, some German, on the origin of the Olmec Heads. Life Aboard a Captive Ship. All these are good videos. The African Presence in Europe by Renoko. The Buck Stops There, Reverend Kara. Renoko on Martin Luther King and the Beauty of Blackness. Enoch Hankerson's presents Black Men of the Nile, Kings of Kemet. African Origins and Influence of Asia. Just, I'm going to give you some of these titles because, I mean, it's really, and then they have some debates. The big debate is on economy and racism. The big debate, does land reform threaten our future? Big debate on workers' rights. Debate on racism. Debate on corruption, whiteness. Debate, 20 years of the Constitution. I'm not sure whose Constitution. Traditional leaders. Racial economic transformation. Black Men Tells the Truth About North African Genetics and the Barbary. Amazing people doing, yeah. Because, you know, in North Africa, they ain't African. Well, they African, but they ain't black. They are. And those who aren't should go back. Dr. Khaled Muhammad, debate over the origin of Jesus. Khaled. Yeah. Then they got some, I don't know if you've ever been on YouTube and you can check out Dr. Neely Fuller animated. There are a number of pieces animated. Dr. Neely Fuller, flooding the hood with drugs and crack houses, how the African families infiltrated, white supremacy made us into creatures. Yeah. Hating it. Then also on it, you know, so make sure you are listening. Howard Nicholas. And of course, if you listen to this program, you know who Howard Nicholas is. That is the Yorugu who wants to keep Africa oppressed, wants to keep Africa from not developing. I'm not sure. The time of these, but it's pretty much the same thing that I went over with him. I did a short piece. These are the longer pieces of his presentation of why we must, why they must, why the European must do what the European has done, why Western Europeans ensures Africa stays poor, underdevelopment in Africa. What's the real story? Then a brother who is a master mechanic. Everything auto on the VMAX show with Master Mechanic. That's right. Help us not to get ripped off. You know, one thing, just like anybody that does something for you, hope that person is honest, has integrity, and does you right. And one of the things is get a good mechanic. I've been fortunate enough. My cousin was a master mechanic before I left Milwaukee. You know, he did a lot of good work, saved me literally thousands of dollars. Still trying to find that good mechanic here. Hit and miss sometimes, but believe me, because I know I've been going to this Caucasian way out there, man. I had to, because I got my daughter's old Mercedes, and of course, it's a Mercedes. Everything cost big time, you know. Okay, the attack on HCBUs, you know, on that, master vocalist and music arranger Dwight Tribble. African Goodwill Awards dinner. African Martial Arts. Everything is on this website, brothers and sisters. Afropedia.com. Masters of Inventions. This is a video that I used when I worked in the public school system back in Milwaukee, talking to our kids about who and what, who we are and the greatness of us. And one of the things I did, I handed out information about inventions, about what we have done. And this video, Masters of Invention, is narrated by Glenn Turman. It's about a 30, 40-minute video, you know, and it highlights, put some highlights on some of the great things that we have done and people, you know, of past and even contemporary. It had Lonnie Johnson, who invented the Super Soaker. It had Dr. Patricia Bath, the fecal laser probe for your eyes. You know, she recently died a few years ago, but she was very instrumental. And many others. So great inventions. And then black people invented everything. And you're right. American African inventions, how they advanced America. Yeah. And then a deep one, deep documentary, not documentary, but the film, The Meeting. As some of you know, the iconic picture of a T-shirt that I bought from a brother over 20 years ago that I wear periodically, particularly when I'm going out of town. If you know me or see me and I'm in an airport, you know I'm on my way to somewhere, you know, with this T-shirt with Malcolm and Martin shaking hands. That's the only meeting they really ever had, going through in passing at an airport. At an airport. And so this play came up, the meeting, and Denzel Washington was in the play. And then, of course, there's a film piece. So I'm not sure if that's it or not, having a private. So they met in at the Teresa Hotel, I believe it was, you know, fictitiously, you know, talking about their families, talking about the struggle and how they could have worked together and so forth. So that's definitely, check that out. Cinematographer John Simmons, Chronicle of Culture. Comedian George Carlin. Caucasian. Hey, man, George Carlin. Loved him. In fact, they got from his piece, they got some number of good pieces. Richard Pryor from the Richard Pryor Show. If I play this as part of my presentation on ancient Kemet, and that in this one piece by this other dude who's a comedian, and Ahmed, you know, Ahmed, and he talks about, you know, people don't like my comedy because I talk about, you know, if roles were reversed, if the other people, if we had came into Europe, you know, and did what they have done to us. It's very deep, very good, you know. And but the Richard Pryor piece is outstanding. It's, he's in a tomb. He's in ancient Kemet with three Caucasians. One of them is Robin Williams when he first started out. Robin Williams on this skit. And Richard Pryor, they all go into the tomb, and Richard Pryor spots the ancient, you know, the Book of Life, you know. So it's not the Book of the Dead. It's the Book of Coming Forth. It's the Book of Coming Forth by Day. All these terminology we always must get right, brothers and sisters. Coming Forth by Day. And begins to read about what we have done. Says, yeah, I'm going to get this book out of here, baby. So they sneak out and close the door on him and say, go get the bulldozer. So our stuff is funny, but it ain't funny. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're right. You're right. It ain't funny. What they've done to us is not comical. That's why I always say about Carter G. Woodson, you've never seen him smile. Pictures of Carter G. Woodson as a young man and as an old man. Because what they done to us in his understanding of resurrecting and recapturing, recovering our history and how important it is to us is not funny. It ain't a damn thing to smile about or laugh about. It's tragic. And then my boy Home Team, you know, I love Home Teams, man. I love that young man. What were we doing in 1492, or Africans doing in 1492? The video. Bass Reeves, the real Lone Ranger. Of course, Bass Reeves. And they got a piece with Delray Lindo playing Bass Reeves. In fact, he's in the in that Western, you know, that was just out last year. What was it? I can't remember the name of it right now. But he's in that Western. He is as Bass Reeves. And you can look up Bass Reeves. And, of course, they a little video on the unequal opportunity race where they show how we have to go over all these obstacles while the European has a long head start and has none. The origin of race in the U.S., I'm definitely going to be watching that. Some videos on modern Africa. You know, the first white man was African. China's original African roots. China's, yeah. How Africa got its name. How Africa got its name. You know, since we have a little time, I know this is not long, and I've been going over this for some time, you know, and I've always stated, you know, how we need to, you know, how we need to, look at Africa. Let me find that here. Okay. I'm going to play that, how Africa got its name. Because I think that's vitally important. You know, I think that's vitally important that we... Okay, I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that for us. Because we still have confusion, and some of us has lent to that confusion on the documentary by Tariq Nasheed, the one with Phil Valentine in it. You know, they say about Scipio Africanus, I knew all along from a long time ago because my good friend and brother, Brother Tejumala Oloboni, who has been on this program and hope to be on again soon, he told us about that. And then, of course, I read it, and I talked to Renoko Rashidi, and there's a piece by Ivan Vincerna. So, no, Africa is not named after a European. Bottom line, Africa is not named after a European. So let's check out the video. Let's check out the video. They will be using this platform.
About the true name of Africa. Should we call it Africa, Kemet, Akbulan, Ethiopia, Nagao, or Kush? Not that type of Kush. What did the first inhabitants of Africa call that land? And was Africa really named after a white man? Have we been lied to all this time? Whenever some people refer to themselves as African, you'll have a few people that will say, well, you're not really African, because if you knew the origins of the name Africa, you wouldn't call yourself that. Wow, these origins must be horrible, right? But what is the origin of the name Africa? What is the real name of that landmass known as the motherland? One commonly used explanation is that Africa was named after a Roman conqueror called Scipio Africanus. You would assume that most pro-black or pan-Africanists wouldn't want to be called after a European conqueror, right? But was Africa really named after a Roman general? Long story short, no. Scipio Africanus was actually born Publius Cornelius Scipio. He was named after his father of the same name, so he was technically Publius Cornelius Scipio Jr., and his mother was named Pomponia Scipio. His last name is actually just Scipio. So how did he get the name Africanus? The name Africanus was given to him after he returned from his African invasion. Africanus was his nickname. Africanus was given as a title of honor for military achievements on African soil. This is easy to fact check, simply because Publius wasn't born with the name Africanus. Just like Julius Caesar was called Julius Caesar Germanicus, because he invaded modern-day Germany, a.k.a. the victor in Germania. Marcus Ulpius Trajanus Dacicus, meaning victor in Dacia. Publius Cornelius Scipio Africanus, meaning victor in Africa. So what does Africanus mean? Firstly, let's look at the suffix us. The suffix us in Latin is often added as a place name, and when placed at the end of a person's name, it means belonging to that place. For example, the gluteus maximus. We know that's your booty. Maximus means biggest, and gluteus is a set of three muscles, but your gluteus maximus is the largest of these muscle groups. Now, the word of is the word here, largest or biggest of those muscles or glutes. Gluteus being the place, maxim being the size, and us being the place of what we're talking about. So Scipio Africanus means Scipio of Africa. Now, Scipio wasn't actually born in Africa. He was born in Rome, Italy. But because of his invasion is why he was named of Africa. Be careful not to confuse Scipio Africanus with Leo Africanus. They are two completely different people. When people are referring to the Roman general, they are talking about Publius Cornelius Scipio Africanus, or Scipio Africanus for short. But a lot of people will say Leo Scipio Africanus. But Leo Africanus was a Muslim born in Spain in 1494. He was born Al-Hassan ibn Muhammad Wazin al-Fazi. He later moved to Fez in Morocco. He was a humanist who wrote about his travels across Africa in a book called Description of Africa. He later changed his name to Leo Africanus after converting to Christianity. Leo Africanus meaning Leo of Africa. So there actually is no one called Leo Scipio Africanus. Publius Cornelius Scipio Africanus is the Roman general, and Leo Africanus is the Andalusian Berber writer and humanist. So Africa was not named after Scipio at all. Okay, but that still doesn't tell us how the motherland got its name, or even what its real original name is. The Romans used to call Africa Africa Terra, which meant land of the Afri. The Afri were a tribe who lived in northern Africa. Afri is plural, and for the singular, it was Afer. Then you have the Greek word Afrike, which means without cold, or the Latin word Aprica, meaning sunny. Now, of course, some people will say, but Angel, those are Greek and Latin words. They're not African. Yes, but they have African roots. There was a study a few years ago where scientists traced the world's 6,000 modern languages from English to Mandarin back to a single language spoken in Africa over 50,000 years ago. So these words do indeed have African foundations and roots. Greek and Latin have Egyptian linguistic influences. The name Africa is actually of African origins, from the Egyptian word Afru-Ika. The name Afru-Ika was in existence long before the name Africa or Africanus. According to linguistic specialists, the term Afru-Ika also means motherland. The oldest of the African languages still survives today in East Africa. It is called Irakru. They also refer to Africa as Afru-Ika. Some linguists point out that both Hebrew and Arabic are dialects of ancient Kemetic languages. For the Gala people of Ethiopia, the word Apraka means sunny. Now here's my conclusion. There are an estimated 3,000 tribes in Africa, all with different languages and dialects. They will all call the motherland something different. The first people in Ethiopia may have called the land that they stood on one thing, which would have been completely different to the name the Bantu people or the Khoisan people would have used. But it would have still been the exact same place. In this video, I'm speaking English, and as most of my viewers speak and understand English, I will of course use words that are understandable and we all understand. It doesn't make any sense for me to be talking about the color red and refer to it in the French word rouge, because not everyone will understand what I'm saying. So we talk and use words that are relevant to the language that we understand. And the same goes with the word Africa. We all know what we mean and what we're talking about when someone says Africa. So whether you refer to the motherland as Africa, Afru-Ika, Apraka, Kemet, Kush, Akbulan, or anything else, we're all still talking about the same place. But the word Africa is an African word and was not named after a European. Angel Ramirez Jordan. Peace, love, and coconut oil. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at angel_IKYG. If you like the video, make sure to share and definitely don't forget to subscribe. Click that bell so that you always get notifications whenever I post a video and you never miss an update. While you're there, make sure to subscribe to my backup page. Also, check out my website, www.ikyg.com. Check out any projects that I might have going on, coaching sessions, Angel's thoughts, Angel's videos, any events that might be happening. Make sure to utilize the Black Money section of the website. Advertise your business absolutely free to people that look like you, free forever. And also, check out the shop part of the site for any IKYG clothing. If you don't see clothing in your size, don't worry. Just contact us via the site and we'll arrange it just for you. And as always, all the links will be in the description. Peace, love, and coconut oil.
Peace, love, and coconut oil. Love, peace, and hair grease. Love, shame, and booty stain. Damn. Also, too, you got, once again, my brother home team, the entire history of North Africa. You got women's experience under captivity, a crash course of African history, American African history. Why Africa's map is drawn wrong, and we've been talking about that for quite some time. My brother explains it, you know. 15 outrageous facts about sex farms during our captivity. And Caucasian and African Uptight, 1969. Caucasian Fragility Documentary. Henrietta Lacks, interview with the Lacks family. Henrietta Lacks, if you're not familiar with her, she's the woman who became immortal because of the cells. And that changed the world, Henrietta Lacks. And Ethiopia Bible, why it's so different. Ethiopia, African excellence, undeniable proof Africans were in America. First, once again, that documented by, not documented, that skit, Richard Pryor. And so, a lot of good stuff, brothers and sisters. A lot of good stuff. Give me a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. A lot of good information. I'm looking forward to playing some of these videos and hopefully some other things that we can do in, you know, all the other resources that I haven't used. You know, when I first started out, I used almost, I can say exclusively, but I used Your Black World, you know, Your Black World. I haven't gotten too much from them. And other, there's some other good ones out there too, brothers and sisters. Search, research them or search for them. And, you know, the internet, for all that it has done and can do, one thing I know, it is a good vehicle to elevate the minds of our people. There's no doubt about that. You know, if you seek knowledge of self as an African person, they, you know, going to the internet, it may be the way to do it. If you don't have access to a library, yes, reading books, I know for some have it's fallen by the wayside, especially with electronic books or e-books and other methods of you can get information at your fingertip and watch videos. You don't need to read it, but just watch the video. That's, I mean, yeah, you know, just like my good brother, Brother Irvin Lewis, out of Be More, sent me the real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark versus Herman Cain, written by Maurice Miles Martinez, Triple M. And it's interesting because the book, it's a story. It reads, they're going from Savannah, some from Savannah, Georgia, going straight north to New York, and the conversations that they have on the train. And of course, Herman Cain, being a conservative, you know, American African conservative, black. If you're a conservative, you're black. And the discussions that they have, and as always, Dr. John Henry Clark is teaching. He's teaching. So I can't wait to, I'm about almost half into the book, about a third into the book. So I can't wait to get to the other two thirds of the book and have some discussion about that. That's once again, the real Wakandas of Africa, Dr. John Henry Clark versus Herman Cain, you know, learning more. Also too, once again, I'm going to read Baba Baruti's book, Identity on Culture. I didn't do it. The chance I had, so I'm going to do it on Wednesday. Also, I'm trying to line up some guests. I'm still trying to get Brother Akiti Awadu and others. So I'm going to be more vigorous in trying to do that in the days and weeks to come to continue to make this program relevant instead of me just flapping my gums. But, you know, once again, as I always say, I'm not giving you my opinion. What I'm giving you, because my opinion is profane, you know, it really is. And sometimes I get more angry, you know, with this situation and us as a people in it, you know. Yeah. So what I give you on this program is the scholarly works by our scholars and our historians, men and women who labor without foundation money or grant money, who reclaim, recapture, and restore the history of us as a people. I give to you Dr. Carter G. Woodson. I give to you Sister Juzilla Dungy Houston, you know, people who presented this history and truly had something to say. I mean, Carter G. Woodson said, people without a history is like a tree without roots. A tree without roots will die. people without a knowledge of themselves and their history. And as we have seen, our history has been corrupted. Our history has been stolen. Our history has been interpolated. We have seen this because of these Caucasians. So what Sister Jazilla Dungey Houston said in her quote, which is a dynamic quote, she says, out of ethnology, geology, paleontology, as well as history, I have dug up an irrefutable arsenal of facts that Harvard or Yale or cowardly scholarship in our people can dare not refute. And this is the deepest portion of the quote. She says, how can a leadership point the way forward that is utterly ignorant of the past? How can these folks who claim leadership have no idea of African history? And talking about a future for African people. As you hear on this program all the time, the only future for African people is sovereignty. The only future for African people is sovereignty. It's not integration. It's not assimilation. It's not going along to get along. It's not begging a plea. It's not being happy as hell about a Supreme Court damn justice. The only solution for African people is sovereignty. And the only way sovereignty can be achieved is you got to get up out of the madness. You got to get up out of the insanity. You got to divorce yourself. You got to separate yourself. You got to engage in a divorce. Unequivocally, undeniably, we need to have a society our own, in an environment that is our own, that is not dictated by anybody from outside of who we are or who we approve. We have done this before, brothers and sisters. I had a conversation with one of the brothers in Omaha this past weekend. Who, you know, he says, I love to hear, but I don't think we can do it. You know, I don't think it can be done. You know, we too entrenched here. And just as the Inye Sesem I read earlier, and that's why I love the Inye Sesem. It gives a perspective. Inye Sesem I read earlier. We'll work on who we can work on for those who we cannot, who believes in this insanity. We just got to cut you loose. And that's why I keep saying that we must draw a line. Are we African or are we black? If we're black, then we want what America has to offer. We want to live with them. We want Urugu. We want to be Urugu in blackface. We don't want to be African. We don't want to be African. And so, to me, for those who want to be African, let's get out of this. Let's go. Let's go and let's find out all the others who want to be African. And if you want to be African, let's go to the motherland and work with Africans on the continent. Let's kick out the Chinese, the Indians, the Caucasians, the Arabs. Let's kick them all out of Africa. We have the right to do so because it is ours. It is ours. It is ours from beginning. We don't go somewhere and claim it as ours. We don't go into China and say it is ours. Like Chinese are doing now in Africa. We didn't go up into Europe. We've influenced every culture on the planet. And in fact, many times the first people in that area and the development of that culture was us. That's a fact, and y'all know it. But I ain't trying to reclaim nothing that we've done elsewhere. I'm saying we need to claim Africa, the continent of Africa, for our very survival as a people who are culturally based in understanding of who and what we are and a love for ourselves. We can go somewhere and say, well, that's nice. Well, that's cool. Whatever. But we know we are grounded, rooted. And I am not even trying to impose that on anybody. That's why that quote of power, I love the quote. Power, the ability to define reality. I love that. But I don't, you know, the other part, and have others accept my, accept your definition as if it's their own. I'm not imposing nothing on us. I want us to reclaim, recapture, restore what we have, what we once have, and to make it into what we have today. Power, the ability to define reality. I want us to define reality and shape it and fashion it in our image and in our interests. I don't want to impose it on nobody. Brothers and sisters, we're at the close of another program. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you being a part of it. Give us a call next week. Give us a call this Wednesday, also too. At ASCAC conference, remember, is going on. Go to ASCAC.org. Go to ASCAC.org and see how you can get the Zoom conference, because it's starting back up tomorrow all the way to Saturday. You know, I missed the other ones. So we end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and sure in hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahorie. Bibi Fahorie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful day. Hope to see you on Wednesday. Peace, family.